Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. The Eagles defeated the Panthers in a close battle yesterday, 22-16, to improve to 11-2 on the season and have clinched a playoff berth for the fourth consecutive season, thanks to the Cardinals losing their matchup yesterday. I know it doesn't really feel like it, but it is a victory Monday. There's plenty of areas for concern, but there are some bright spots as well. We'll dive into all of this on this show. Thank you guys for checking this out. If you are new to the show, be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the growth and the exposure of the podcast. Thank you guys, as always, for the support for the content and the podcast. The game yesterday was far from pretty. 5 lead changes. Bryce Young had a chance to win the game late, but the Eagles took care of the business to come away with the victory. They have now started 11-2 or better for the 5th time in franchise history. The other 4 times the team has started 11-2 or better, they have gone on to the Super Bowl. So good stuff there. We'll see if this year ends the same way. But I suppose we will start the show by addressing the elephant in the room, which is the lackluster passing attack, the inconsistency from Jalen Hurts, the seeming reluctantness from Jalen Hurts to throw the ball downfield, because it's also been a common theme of Jalen Hurts not really throwing the ball as much. We've talked about it a few times on the show about how the passing attack hasn't really caught on. Yes, Saquon's been amazing, but eventually you're going to have to outthrow teams. And how are you going to do that when Jalen Hurts hasn't had to do that a lot this season? He finished the game yesterday just 14 of 21 for 108 yards and 2 touchdowns. A.J. Brown had just 43 yards on 4 receptions. That was his 2nd lowest total of the season. He wasn't even targeted at all until late in the first half. I believe it was inside the 2-minute warning, and I'm looking at the box score and I'm like, this man hasn't even been targeted. What's going on here? AJ Brown voiced his frustration following the game, stating that passing is the current problem with the Eagles offense. Even Devontae Smith, who has had a touchdown in his first game back but wasn't really featured as much either, Devontae Smith said, I think we can do a lot better. The pass game, we can be a lot better. We didn't play up to our standard. So when you open up like the Twitters and the social medias this morning and the get ups and everything that's going on, the first takes on ESPN, and there's a lot of, despite the win, overall concern for the Philadelphia Eagles, because Jalen Hurts seems to be reluctant to throw the ball downfield. He usually trusts AJ Brown downfield, yet he was open on like the 2nd play of the game, and Hurts opted to like check down to Jahan Dotson. If I had to guess, I would say that Hurts is playing conservatively, maybe trying a little too hard not to turn the ball over. Now, as long as you don't turn the ball over, you'll always have a chance to win. You'll win more likely than you won't if you don't turn the ball over. But Jalen Hurts' play style as of right now seems to be conservative. And a lot of us are wondering, like, what is going on behind the scenes with the quarterback's coach, with Kellen Moore? Is Kellen Moore directing him not to put the ball in harm's way? Jalen Hurts, like, looks downfield and then opts against it, and I'll check it down instead to keep the ball out of the hands of the defenders. But in this day and age, when we're in a passing league and you have 2 receivers that are making almost $60 million a year combined, you have to feature them in your offense, even when you have a running back as talented as Saquon Barkley. The first quarter is more of the same. The Eagles have yet to score a touchdown on their opening drive this season. Just 6 total points in the first quarter all year long. That is, of course, lowest in the NFL. Hurts has thrown for just 226 yards in total over the past two games and only 5.7 yards per attempt. Only two quarterbacks have a lower yards per attempt than Hurts over that span. That is Will Levis, who is god-awful, and that is Drew Lock, who is like the third string on the Giants who has to play because there's no one else left to. So these are concerning numbers. He only had 108 yards against the Panthers' 30th-ranked pass defense. That is certainly concerning, but I don't want to do the whole like apocalyptic uproar. Like, I don't want to do this, the sky's falling and it's the apocalypse and oh my God, like Hurts just is not good anymore. Like, I'm seeing such wild narratives being thrown around on the internet this morning, and Hurts has just been bad throughout his career. And the offense doesn't, are like Hurts is hampering the offense. Kellen Moore wants to do more, but Hurts isn't capable. Like, these are such insane takes that I'm seeing from a quarterback that we've seen do it. And Jalen Hurts, He might be the only QB I know, because he did account for 3 touchdowns yesterday. Jalen Hurts is the only QB I know that throws for 2 touchdowns, rushes for another, commits 0 turnovers, and wins the game and like has to apologize afterwards. Again, there are areas for concern that we want to see the team improve on, but they are singling out Jalen Hurts. Like, he is the main reason why this like passing attack cannot get off the ground. You have to look at the whole thing. You have to look at what Doug Nussmeier is doing. You have to look at what Kellen Moore is telling Jalen Hurts to do. It's a operation that is seemingly struggling on all cylinders. Now, Hurts did a lot of good things in this game as well. He hit A.J. Brown for 15 yards on a huge 3rd and 13 with about 5 minutes left to play. He had the season-long 35-yard run on 3rd and 10 to end the third quarter. I think that's the second longest of his career behind that one he had against Green Bay a couple years back. This is a team that's won 9 games in a row, and Jalen Hurts has had 23 total touchdowns to just 2 giveaways during that stretch. But I do agree that 226 passing yards over the last 2 games is not acceptable given the talent that you have, the A.J. Browns and Devontae Smith, even without Dallas Goedert. Shout out to Calcaterra for his first NFL touchdown yesterday, by the way. Well deserved after everything he's done in relief of Dallas Goedert this year. But again, you have 2 receivers that make almost $60 million a year combined. You have to use them. Just 4 catches between the two for like 80 yards combined. That's not enough. This is the offense that should have been able to get whatever they want against that Panthers defense yesterday. And yes, the Panthers came to play. They get paid too. They're an NFL team, and they have been playing better as of late, especially since Bryce Young has come back. But this is a defense that didn't have Jadeveon Clowney. They didn't have key players on that defense. You should have been able to get what you want, and Jalen Hurts, for whatever reason, is like timid to throw the ball. And we don't know why. We're not in the building. There's a lot of – you can curate all the think pieces you want and try to decide why Hurts is playing scared or whatever the case is. But the thing is that Hurts is capable of playing this way, and they're going to need to as the postseason approaches. Even the final drive was a little puzzling. Like, Hurts took a 9-yard sack, 1st and 10 on the 50-yard line. He ran like backwards and just slid, didn't even try to throw the ball away. There was a delay of game on 2nd and 8 at the 36-yard line, and that led to Nick Sirianni not even opting to take the field goal from Jake Elliott because Jake missed a 52-yarder earlier in the game. And if you miss that kick, you give the Panthers the ball down by 6 at the 50-yard line, giving them a chance to potentially win the game. So that was smart coaching from Nick Sirianni. He opted to punt it, and I have to give my apologies to Avante Maddox because nobody on earth has given Avante more flack than I have this year, because every time he's on the field, something bad happens. It's a penalty or blown coverage. Something bad happens when Maddox is on the field. But, man, that sliding catch was reminiscent of like a center fielder in baseball. He slid down that punt at the 3-yard line, and Bryce Young and them would have had to drive 97 yards to win that game. And if that happens on your watch as a defense, you probably don't deserve to win anyway. So it was the right decision by Nick Sirianni. My defense is playing lights out. My kicker is shaky. It's windy out here. Not going to put him in that position. I'm going to punt it, and I'm going to force them to have to drive the ball to win this game. And it damn near happened. Adam Thielen got loose a couple times, and boy, it wasn't easy. But the Eagles have some work to do on offense. Smitty's frustrated. A.J. Brown is frustrated. Jalen Hurts is frustrated. He held his hand up at the end of the game, too, at the press conference to say, it falls on me. I have to be better. And that's kind of crazy for a dude that threw for like 110 passer rating in this game. He's not turning the ball over, but he's not making exceptional plays through the air as well. And this is coming from an offense that we've seen over the years. Like, it's getting to the point where you can just throw it to AJ. Like, give him a chance, because we all see AJ come down with these 50-50 balls. And if you just throw it down to him, there's a probably better, if it's AJ Brown, there's a better than 50% chance he comes down with it. But Hurts just, it's not even a matter of making better decisions. I think he just has to show more confidence in this passing attack with the receivers that he has on hand. The Calcaterra touchdown, I give him credit for, because he found Calcaterra in the end zone after his primary reads recovered. So he's going through his reads and going through his progressions. The problem is that he sees the read, sees like slight coverage, and he's like, I'm not doing that. AJ was open a few times throughout. Devontae Smith was also open a few times throughout, and Jalen is just checking down and taking the easy stuff, which is fine. But at some point, especially with the postseason coming up, you're going to want to have to throw the ball downfield. And A.J. Brown is more than capable of doing that. He was open, and Jalen is just not looking at him. So I don't know what's going on, but certainly something to keep an eye on moving forward. The funny thing is that everybody hammering, run the ball, like all year long, run the ball. And now the Eagles are running the ball, and now everybody's like, throw the ball. So I mean, it's fickle stuff. You can't have your cake and eat it too. But I understand where the fans are coming from. They want to see a prolific offense take advantage of a bottom of the league ranked defense. The Eagles should have been able to, and they didn't do so yesterday. So what are they going to do against better teams in the playoffs? You have to hope that they can figure it out before the postseason rolls around.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Congratulations are in order for Mr. Saquon Barkley, who set a new Eagles record for most rushing yards in a single season. He surpassed LeSean McCoy's record of 1,607 yards set back in 2013. He finished the day with 124 yards on 20 carries. Barkley now needs just 483 yards over the final four games to break the single season record. My thing is that if seeding and all that is locked up, like if week 18 rolls around and nothing the Eagles do or nothing any other team does alters their seeding at all, and Saquon is like 80 yards away, are they going to let him play? I wonder what Saquon's mindset is on that. I wonder what, like, if he's 80 yards away and it's a meaningless game for the Eagles, no matter what they do, nothing changes in the postseason, does Saquon opt to play? Because you would hate to see him get hurt in a situation like that. But then again, if you're that close, you have to try, right? I wonder what the situation would be if that's the case. The Eagles tried to get him the touchdown on that drive, but he was stuffed. And that's why it's good to have a weapon like the tush push, because you can always guarantee yourself to get in. And Sirianni always said before that we don't run the ball on the 1 yard line because there's a less chance that you lose yards when you do the tush push. And Sirianni might know something, because Saquon still couldn't get in. And then he was like, all right, I'm going to stop messing around. I'm going to just get it in. We're not going to do all this. They tried, though. They tried to give it to him. And I think in a way that proved, like, that was Sirianni's, like that was him proving to everybody, like, see, I tried it, and it didn't get in, and this is why we do the tush push, so everybody can stop complaining now. But good stuff as always for Saquon Barkley. He now sits at 1,623 yards on the season. He's on pace to break Eric Dickerson's record. We'll see if that comes to fruition. The Panthers offense came to play. Bryce Young, as I said in the preview pod, he's been playing better, but the defense did their job for the most part. Darius Slay, excellent in coverage. He came up with two fourth quarter pass breakups. He broke up a pass intended for Xavier Leggett on fourth down with about 8 minutes left and batted another ball away from Adam Thielen, who was killing us all game, on fourth and nine with 37 seconds left. Darius Slay was targeted 11 times. You heard me. You heard that correctly. 11 times he was targeted yesterday. He gave up just two catches. Xavier Leggett, when lined up on Darius Slay, he had zero catches on six targets. So Slay was locked down in coverage. He didn't let a lot get by him. He said after the game that, man, these old knees are getting tested. Can't really jump anymore. But I had to get the win for my team. As Darius Slay always does, he reminds you how great he is. But it was warranted this time. So good stuff from Darius Slay. Quinyon Mitchell. Darius Slay had 11 targets because Quinyon was only targeted four times. So that explains that. He gave up just three catches for 19 yards on his side of the field. It is now Quinyon's ninth straight game surrendering less than 30 receiving yards. So Quinyon also continues to be locked down in coverage. Cooper DeJean had a tougher afternoon. He gave up six catches for 61 yards and had his hands full with Adam Thielen. Thielen had three third down conversions. He beat DeJean on a 24-yard catch late in the first quarter. We could tell right away that was going to be one of those annoying days from Adam Thielen, who's been a pain in the ass for a long time, if we're being honest, even dating back to his Minnesota days. But he's one of those crafty, shifty slot guys, and he was taking DeJean to school. DeJean was watching the quarterback a lot, and Thielen was making him pay, taking advantage of little push-offs, little rubs, and making sure that he got past DeJean. So I'm not going to say it was a bad game from Cooper. It's an acceptable performance from him, and I'm sure he'll watch the film and get better from it. But it was sort of a welcome to the NFL moment with Thielen, to be expected from an 11-year veteran. It's going to be a tough matchup for a guy like that. But we had such high expectations for Cooper now after everything he's shown us against the Cooper Cups and all that stuff. But I think this is going to be a teaching moment for the young rookie. CJ Gardner-Johnson, talk about a warrior. A warrior. If there's a warrior award, he would do it. He laid the boom on Leggett on the Panthers' first possession. He's good for setting the tone. He did it once again in this game. He put him on his ass. Later evaluated for a concussion, came back and picked off Bryce Young. That was Bryce Young's first interception thrown in four games. CJ got his hands on that. That interception set up the Devontae Smith touchdown to end the first half. So it's always great to have your takeaways turn into points, especially when you've been struggling for much of the first half. And then some friendly fire with Zach Baugh took him out again in the fourth quarter. He was like writhing in pain. I thought like this man had a lacerated like kidney. I don't know what was happening, but he was writhing in pain as if like something was, I don't know. It looked like he got shot the way he was rolling around on the field. Bryce Young, I saw a clip going around of Bryce Young saying a prayer for him and what have you. But he was able to come back with about 3 minutes left. But it left the defense vulnerable because they had to put Maddox back there, who was starting alongside Tristan McCollum. And McCollum, that's two guys who could be susceptible to big plays happening on the back end. But CJ was able to come back with about 3 minutes left. And he said after the game as well that you have to kill me to bring me off that field. There's no way I'm not playing. You have to scrape me off. So that talk about grittiness, toughness. CJ is embodying that defense. He brings a lot to it, and this was another game that he proves just how much he brings to that defense by refusing to come out despite all the injuries he might have sustained. We'll keep an eye later in the injury report to see what's going on with CJ, because concussion protocol and whatever other injuries he sustained later, we'll keep an eye on the injury report. Lastly, another, it's getting to be redundant at this point, but Zach Baugh, yet another great game, 11 tackles. He had three tackles for loss, two QB hits, and a sack on Bryce Young to force a punt. He tracked down Chuba Hubbard quite a few times in the backfield for a loss. And Zach Baugh just continues to impress. And I do know, I can confirm, I hate being that guy, I can confirm that Zach Baugh and the Eagles have at the very least had preliminary talks about an extension during the season. But right now the primary focus is obviously on the season and the playoffs and all that, and they'll talk in the off season. But there is mutual interest on both sides. So that is good news. I say we say all the time that the bag is getting bigger by the week and it takes two to tango, and maybe Bond wants to wait until the offseason and see what his other offers might be, see if there's other potential suitors. But the two do have interest in a long-term thing, Zach Bond staying here throughout his prime. They've talked about it a little bit. They put a pin in it. They'll discuss it in the offseason, and we'll go from there. But I know a lot of people are concerned about, myself included, Zach Bond potentially leaving in the spring. But as of now, they both are interested in staying together. So that'll be fun to dive back into when the offseason rolls around. But yet another win for the Philadelphia Eagles. That makes 9 straight victories. And despite the concerns, they're in the playoffs. They're in the playoffs. It's not like last season when they were in the playoffs by default. Like, we have to play a playoff game because we made it here. We don't deserve to be here. But this team, this is a different team. There's a lot of parallels being drawn to last year's team. But last year was different. There was aging players, and there was so much disjointed stuff going on the defensive end. This team is built for the playoffs with their run game and their defense. Those are two things that thrive in the cold and the postseason and things like that. And we hope that just the pass game can get a little bit more consistent with 4 weeks left to go in the season. Let's use A.J. Brown more. Let's get Devontae Smith going in the intermediate game when Dallas Goedert comes back. Let's see what he's able to do in the postseason. And even use Saquon a little bit more in the pass game. They didn't use him a whole lot in the pass game yesterday as well. Gainwell, nice little 20-yard run yesterday. Good on Gainwell. I actually had a parlay for Tyler Algier and Kenny Gainwell to score 10 to win like $500. And Algier scored early, and I was like, tell me the Eagles are going to blow out the Panthers and Gainwell's going to get in. But the game was close, and Gainwell never had a chance. And that was that. But good stuff from the Philadelphia Eagles, 11-2 on the year. Next up is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Fun game. Fun game coming up this week, a 4:30 game. Battle of PA, those games are always fun. Tomorrow we'll talk about some additional analysis from this game. We'll keep an eye on news and rumors and stuff like that as the week goes on, and then preview the upcoming matchup against the Steelers this weekend. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, wherever else you get your shows. Be sure to stay subscribed so you never miss an episode moving forward. I'll catch you guys tomorrow, but until then, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.